Greetings and salutations. It's me, your angry little kitty cat. Okay, so I understand, you know, this is the first job I've ever had where I worked with a majority of all women, with the exception of the maintenance, chief of maintenance, and his henchmen, and the guys from corporate, but they're not there all the time. So, you know, directly, I'm working with a bunch of women, and I realize why I don't have a lot of female friends, because I really wanted just to throat punch some of them, just because of the insincerity, the fakeness, the lack of communication, the pettiness. You know, when I ask somebody, okay, my job consists of time and driving and people are waiting. And when I deal with the office staff and I tell them, can you call maintenance to let them know, you know, my ETA is 10 minutes. And then I arrive and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and no one shows up. And then I have to go look for maintenance. And it's a building of 15 floors. And I don't have a radio, you know, to talk to them directly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so then I go maintenance, hey, I told so-and-so in the office to call you. What's up? Oh, we never got a phone call. And then the female comes back and says, well, I got really busy with people in the office. I'm like, really? 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 You can't say, excuse me, Mr., you know, resident of the fourth floor, can you just wait a second? I need to make a phone call so that, you know, the equipment can be down here to help, you know, blah, blah, blah. God, I don't, see what I mean? It just, don't break a nail. And then they're all, and what irritates me is they're all standing around. They're standing there looking while I'm trying to unload this stuff, you know, manually so that I can get back on the road. Oh, okay, don't lift your hand because you might break your fingernail. You might chip your fingernail polish, for God's sake. Or, worse yet, your hair might, or you might get cold when you go outside because you're dressed like it's summertime. Oh, God, so annoying. And then I got yelled at because I was in the kitchen and it was lunchtime and it was the birthday party, blah, blah, blah. And I totally forgot where I was because I'm hungry and I'm irritated. So I was going to eat. And the head of the kitchen, who's also female, she yelled at me about eating over the, you know, food, over the leftovers. And it was chicken fried steak, which is really grody. And, oh, that's a word for my boss, grody. And then it was mashed potatoes and corn. Oh, they're corn. Oh, it's just marinate, swims in butter. I could just feel my arteries just tightening up, clog as we speak. So basically I put it in a bowl of mashed potatoes and dump the corn on there. And I am so good at what I do that I can talk to you and eat at the same time. Well, actually, not really. I already ate my lunch. And the bowl is sitting right next to me on the floor. So, there, more madness from your favorite little kitty cat. Yes, women, they get on my nerves a lot lately. No, it'll probably just pass after this week. And then everything will be copacetic. Ooh, there's a word I haven't used in a long time. Copacetic. Yeah. Okay, I'm back on the road. Well, I've been on the road. Ugh. Rambling.